All right. That was doing what we can to keep our customers. Now, let's focus on keeping our employees. In multiple polls and reports, small businesses have cited finding, hiring, and keeping qualified workers among their biggest operating obstacles in recent years. To help divert that challenge, 19% of small businesses now are most likely to grant employees paid time off. Now, don't rush off, employers, managers, owners. I know I just said something that said to you, cost, business cost. Stay with me now. There is sure enough a serious silver lining to this cost. Stay with me, please. Check this out. PTO, paid time off. This is the perk that leads the list of new benefits that small businesses are planning to offer for the first time this year. It reveals a new survey from Clutch. Health benefits at 15%, retirement benefits at 11% are among other leading benefits that small businesses plan to offer. Small business owners plan to offer. Small businesses really should plan to expand their benefits offerings this year, given the competition from rivals and a significant return on investment that an effective benefits package provides. I told you now, this is a serious silver lining, a significant return on investment. That's what an effective benefits package provides. Providing the new benefits can help reduce employee turnover. You're going to get that benefit. 56% of small businesses plan to offer new benefits this year. 56%. Clutch surveyed 529 small business owners or managers to learn about employee benefits plans for this year. Now get this. 11% of small businesses are considering offering family leave. 8% plan to introduce student loan repayment. Small businesses. Benefits that will most effectively attract new candidates and reduce turnover are perks that small businesses should offer. Paying for benefits that retain employees, I told you I didn't want you to run off now. Here's the punchline. This according to Bethany Holliday, who's the Director of Human Resources for Cornerstone Insurance Group and Employer Solutions, explains that paying for benefits that retain employees is often less than the cost of recruiting and training new employees. The last thing you want is for employees to be walking out the door. It costs a whole lot less to keep people happy than it does to try and find new people. Small businesses are more likely to lure and retain talent by designing their paid time off policies with employees' needs in mind. According to Holliday, they still have clients that are making employees wait an entire year before they're eligible for any sort of paid time off. Their recommendation? Offer the paid time off, but also let it start kicking in immediately. Yes, let the paid time off benefit kick in immediately. Companies with substandard or antiquated paid time off policies are probably going to struggle to entice and to retain top talent. 45% of small businesses already offer employees paid time off. Why are new benefits being provided? 30% of small businesses offering new benefits are doing so in order to fulfill employee requests, while 27% are aiming to improve morale and keep workers. There's 13% of small businesses are issuing new benefits because they're required by law or as a direct result of union negotiations, which accounts for 9% of the benefits being offered. So Christopher Willett, who's founder and owner of Alpine Maids, a home cleaning service, said that they shifted from paying a lot to now offering a lot of benefits. Interestingly, Clutch found that 30% of small businesses don't have formalized HR resources, such as an in-house HR staff, outsource HR functions, or contract with an HR consultant. And of the firms that do have dedicated HR resources, only 10% offer benefits to their employees. In contrast, 64% of companies with HR resources offer benefits to their employees. And you notice, they're giving us the information. They're letting us know, hey, look, this is doable, even having contact with HR. And so what do they say that the bottom line is? It is critical to meet employee benefits requests in order to attract and retain a talented workforce. And ladies and gentlemen, please remember, and this is what I loved about it, it costs much less to pay for those benefits than it costs to keep hiring and training new employees. You will pay either way. You will pay for the benefits program. You will pay the new employees. You will pay more to keep hiring and training new employees. So why not pay for the cost of the benefits package and make it a win-win for everyone? Well, that might be a great way for you to let some of life's best moments come through you, and you get a return on investment in exchange. Till next time.